Ciao, this is Claudia Callegari, your key to the finest Tuscan wine. Today, I will be diving into one of my latest blog articles, in which I share insights, stories, and of course, a lot of passion for fine wines. Exploring the elegance of Rosso di Montalcino, the most fruity and fragrant expression of Sangiovese. In recent years, the Rosso di Montalcino DOC has seen a very important growth in both quality and appreciation from an increasingly diverse audience. An important appellation that currently involves 510 hectares of vineyards and produces an average of 4 to 4.5 million bottles per year. Historically considered a younger sibling to the renowned Brunello di Montalcino and often fondly referred as Brunellino, Rosso di Montalcino has undergone a stylistic transformation journey, gradually acquiring a distinct personality and prestige. Thanks to the collective efforts of producer, the Rosso di Montalcino DOC has emerged from the shadow of its renowned sibling. While the strong bond between the two remains undeniable, Rosso now stands on his own, offering elegant, dynamic, and approachable wines without compromising the Sangiovese grapes characteristics or the territory's peculiarities. Rosso di Montalcino is no longer merely the Brunello younger sibling. Now they are considered two brothers on distinct paths. Whether enjoyed immediately or aged for a short to medium term, Rosso di Montalcino tells a story of equal excellence, often boasting an unmatched quality-price ratio. It serves as a gateway to the world of the long-aging potentials of the Sangiovese grape variety, the real king of Montalcino. Furthermore, while the production rules no longer mandate aging in oak, many wineries opt for some maturation in wood, predominantly large cask according to tradition, resulting in a new category of wines known as Rosso di Montalcino ad uscita di ritardata, or literally translated into late release Rosso di Montalcino. This stylistic choice allows winemakers to release a youthful expression of Sangiovese already with some elegant characteristics gained from maturation in oak barrels. For my private selection, I have chosen the Rosso di Montalcino DOC crafted by San Lorenzo, a family-run estate with vineyards facing southwest, situated in a high spot of the municipality, 500 meters above sea level. This location creates an ideal habitat for fully ripened yet healthy grapes in today's warmer climate. The Rosso comes from the estate's younger vineyards, where clay soil offers richness in nutrients and water availability. Vinified in stainless steel and aged in oak barrels, it serves as the perfect introduction to the Montalcino's wine world, with Brunello reigning as a king. I highly recommend this red for its fruit-forward expression of Sangiovese, with fresh red fruits, particularly cherry, complemented by delicate hints of wood, creating a delightful palate experience. I am convinced this is a great choice for the spring-summer collection as Rosso di Montalcino, especially when served at a slightly cooler temperature than room temperature, can be truly enjoyable even on warmer days that spring is starting to offer. Don't be afraid to chill your red wine for a few minutes in the fridge. It will enhance the tasting experience. Would you like to enjoy San Lorenzo's exceptional wines but can't make it to Italy or find it nearby? No worries. I will be more than happy to ship the finest expressions of Rosso di Montalcino San Lorenzo Vintage 2022, as well as Brunello di Montalcino San Lorenzo Vintage 2018 straight to your door, nearly worldwide. Ciao!